to the big news of the morning, the sacking of David Moyes as manager of Manchester United less than a year after taking up reins in succession to Alex Ferguson. On the official United Twitter account this morning, they announced that Moyes had left the club and thanked him for the hard work, honesty and integrity he had brought to the role. Reports in the papers today suggest Ryan Giggs will step in as temporary manager with Nicky Butt as his assistant. Joining me now, football commentator Eamon Dunphy, columnist with The Star, analyst on RTE Television, and also Dion Fanning, football correspondent with The Sunday Independent. Thanks to you both for coming on. Dion Fanning, to you first. You're in the UK. Is this a surprise to you?
No, it's not a surprise. And in some ways, I think it's gone on too long. I think United could have acted sooner. I think it was clear from early on that Moyes wasn't going to change. And if he wasn't going to change, they were going to need to change him. And if they wanted to do something about their season, they could have done something earlier. I think Ryan Giggs coming in for the rest of the season would have had an impact if they'd done it before they got knocked out of the Champions League and when they were still in contention for a Champions League play. So it's certainly not a surprise.
When was it obvious to you then that they should have acted?
Well, I think it was obvious that I think Moyes was exactly the wrong man to succeed Alex Ferguson. If you're looking for somebody to take over from a man of Ferguson's powers, if you like, Moyes wasn't that man. He is cursed with a sort of debilitating strain of reasonableness, and he was cautious and he was prudent, and he was then asked to come in and take over from a man who would run the club by the force of his own personality, not just the club, but had run English football by the force of his own personality. And I think if you're looking for someone to take over from Alex Ferguson, you look for somebody who has an equal stature, has an ego, and Moyes doesn't have any of those things. I was at his opening day press conference when he was unveiled, and he was kind of nervous, he was hesitant. He talked about basically being told he had the job, and then he told this famous story about worrying that he was wearing jeans when he went to Alex Ferguson's house. And you listened to him that day and you thought, there's a guy here who is a very decent man. All the things United praised him for today, you would actually say, are true for once in a kind of a PR statement. But they weren't the things that were needed to take over from a man like Alex Ferguson.
Eamon Dunphy, you warned about this appointment before it was made, when it was being speculated upon. But did you think it was going to go as badly wrong as it has?
I did, Sean, yes. I thought it would end badly because Manchester United had ageing players and they didn't have good young players. What Ferguson's legacy for David Moyes was very, very poor, despite the fact that they won the championship last year by 11 points. And I think you need to be a large character and you need time. Alex Ferguson won nothing for the first 3 years at Manchester United. He struggled. He was almost sacked. He came within a week of being sacked. David Moyes wasn't given that luxury because Manchester United today is the biggest sporting corporation in the world. It has a share price. It's publicly quoted on the New York Stock Exchange. Hedge funds have been shorting it. In other words, betting against Moyes. There's too much at stake for the Glazers to let this linger on. The other factor in the equation is that Dion is right to say that Ferguson was a force of nature and quite unique. You couldn't look for somebody like that. What they should have looked for was someone with a large personality and a track record in management that would impress the players, because I don't think the players have performed for David Moyes. I think some of them didn't want to play for him from day one. So he inherited a mess. He'd never won a trophy in his life before going there. You need someone, with a track record. And the names that are popping up now, Louis van Gaal, for example, Diego Simeone, Klopp, Borussia Dortmund, these are big beasts in the the jungle of management.
Yeah, we'll come back to those possibilities in a few minutes. But was it the case, in your view, Dion Fanning, that he got it wrong from the start? And this is what he's being criticised for now, by clearing out, I should say, the backroom team, people that the players got on well with, like Mick Phelan, Eric Steele and René Meulensteen, in Old Trafford in their training setup, brought in his own people, changed the methods, got much more cautious, and just never established any credibility with a bunch of big ego players.
Well, yeah, he probably got rid of the wrong people. He should have got rid of some of the players and maybe made an example of one or two on his first week in the job, gone in and told Rio Ferdinand he'd never play for Manchester United again. Ferdinand has kind of dogged him through the season, even yesterday kind of tweeting cryptically about him, and he could have got rid of him. But I think, again, that sort of strain of reasonableness meant that he kind of held on and said, I'll give everybody a chance. He thought he was getting time. And also, I agree with you, bringing in his own backroom staff, again, shows a kind of bit of insecurity of a manager who needs his own people around him, needs to feel comfortable. It's a very common thing. Mourinho would have done it too, but Mourinho would have arrived and the players would have wanted to play for him. And I think you see now the folly of United. They didn't want Mourinho because they felt he'd be destabilising behind the scenes, and they felt he wouldn't promise permanence. They wanted to promote stability, and that was always a mistake, because the only way you were going to get stability was by being successful, and they're now more unstable because they went for the safe option.
Eamon, there's a school of management theory that suggests, and it's widely held, that somebody moving on from a job should have no say in the appointment of his or her successor. Clearly Ferguson did in this instance. Again, a mistake?
Yes, very much so. A mistake. I pointed out to it the first day I wrote about this, because David Moyes is Glaswegian. He's very much on the face of it in the Alex Ferguson mould, but not really, didn't have the personality. And you're quite right. Alex Ferguson's a football manager. It's the Peter principle. He's promoted beyond his capacity. He's on the board. He was the main advisor to the Glazer family who hold the shares, and he won't be anymore. You're quite right to point to that feature of this. Alex Ferguson's influence will have waned. He was sitting in the stand every week. The cutaways from the television cameras would show him there, sitting there, glowering. All of this, doesn't help David Moyes. But it isn't the essential issue in his failure. He didn't really have the stature as a football man to do it. And he didn't have the players that were good enough to do it, no matter
who. But who has before you've done it?
Well, I tell you, Sean, this story will go on for 3 or 4 years, because whoever goes there won't have the players. And at the end of every discussion on football, of where teams should be and where clubs should be, it's the quality of the players that is the decisive factor. Although there are other things, like Ferguson's ability, to drive men and lead men.
Right. Now, there is actually, and we can take a clip to reflect this, an uncanny similarity between what's happened in the last 24 hours and what happened in the early 70s when Frank O'Farrell came in as boss in succession to the immediate successor of Matt Busby, Wilf McGuinness, who lasted a very short time. O'Farrell, a Cork man. And just a couple of years ago, in December 2010, 4 years ago almost, he spoke to Marion Finucane about his experiences at Man United. He was sacked in December 72. After being manager at Old Trafford for just 18 months.
Were you shocked?
Not really, because there was speculation and we weren't doing well and the results weren't coming, and every manager is vulnerable, like the Newcastle manager just gone.
Indeed, yeah.
If the results aren't going, you're always vulnerable. There's always a possibility you can get sacked. But he called us in anyway, went to the board meeting, and they said that we're relieving you of your position. And I said, what's the reason? I had to have a reason, because I know I may have a court case to fight. No reason. I said, well, I'm not leaving without a reason. You've got to give me a reason why you're sacking me. He said, well, we're at the bottom of the league. So I asked Les Olive, the secretary, would you recall that, Les? I've been sacked because we're at the bottom of the league. We weren't actually, we were about third from bottom.
That's Frank O'Farrell. It probably didn't make a whole lot of difference whether they were bottom or third from the bottom, Eamon.
No, I know Frank very well, and I went to Torquay to talk to him when I wrote a book about Matt Busby, and he was very bitter about the way he was treated. And he had very similar profile to David Moyes. He was respected in the game for his achievements with Leicester, who were a mid-table club. He was hard-working, decent man. All the things that United have said about David Moyes in their press release this morning would apply to Frank O'Farrell. Treated very, very badly because Manchester United is not only a corporation, it's a very large family of old ex-players, former players. They were going to talk to Matt Busby, and I'm sure in recent months older players, senior players have been talking to Ferguson. So you're walking into a soap opera there, a family soap opera from the outside. And that's what's going to be intriguing about the next appointment.
But Dion, in his favour, it's got to be said that he did turn Wayne Rooney around and persuade him to stay at the club at a time when it looked like Rooney wanted to leave.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's it seems to be in his favour when you look at Rooney's form this season. And United were in a tough position last year. If they had sold Rooney to Chelsea last summer, as Rooney wanted and as Jose Mourinho wanted, they would have, you know, if you look at the season United have had, if they'd had that season having sold Rooney to a rival, it would have really been used as a stick to beat Moyes with. So they were stuck last season or last summer, and they fought to keep him. But I don't think giving him a new contract, making him captain from next season probably, is giving him a huge amount of power. It was more a sign of weakness. It was a sign of desperation mid-season that they did that. And it's going to be a problem for the new manager, how he deals with Rooney, how he rebuilds a side that Rooney may not belong in. And that's going to be a difficulty for the new manager. And I think, again, to go back to the Frank O'Farrell comparison, I think Moyes' ongoing problem this season was, he kept not sounding like a Manchester United manager. He kept sounding like a mid-table manager, saying things like Liverpool would be favourites when they went to Old Trafford, saying that Manchester City were at the level United aspired to be at. All these things were probably true, but that was no reason to say them.
You don't show deference.
No, don't show deference. Show the ambition of a Manchester United manager, yeah. And Moyes really couldn't stop showing the lack of ambition of an Everton manager or of his own management style, because one of his problems was how Everton have done since he left with Roberto Martinez and how Liverpool have done this season. Those two factors, I think, were crucial as well in making people realise that Moyes' way wasn't the way for Manchester United to go.
And I should say as well that it's just been confirmed by the club that Ryan Giggs is to assume responsibility for the first team until a permanent appointment can be made. A man, Eamon, who has won 13 Premier Leagues, 4 FA Cups, 4 League Cups, 2 Champions Leagues. Why shouldn't he be given the job on a permanent basis?
Because the skills required for one job, being a footballer, are not the same skill set required to be a manager. Alex Ferguson, a very poor footballer, and Mourinho didn't play at all. Arsene Wenger was quite an ordinary footballer as well. It's a different skill set, but he will have the respect of the players for these 4 games, and they will try their hardest for him. He's a very respected footballer.
Do you think ultimately, but not now, he will be their manager?
I can't see it. No.
Even though he is, as they say, and I'm reading or quoting Henry Winter, the football correspondent of the Telegraph, in this, he's getting badged up. He's very keen to work in management, yeah. And he is somebody who is not at all fazed by the media, by the attention. He's quite prepared to get into people's faces, be it on the pitch, off the pitch, or wherever.
Yes, I think that he may well have those qualities, but they do need to be nurtured. He needs experience in management. To start off in management at Manchester United, having been a player, is impossible. They're going to need a new manager in the next 6 weeks.
He's at Paddy Power, the famous Grim Reaper bookmakers from last Saturday. They have him at 6-1, Louis van Gaal 7-4, Jurgen Klopp 6-1, Diego Simeone 16-1, Alex Ferguson 16-1. As well. So
yeah, Diego Simeone has done an extraordinary job at Atletico Madrid. Like Alex Ferguson, his profile is exactly the same. Simeone has broken the duopoly in Spain between Barcelona and Real Madrid. He won 2 championships in Argentina with different clubs. He's won the Europa League. he is the person who's young enough and right for this job, and he's the guy they should get. And his profile is remarkably similar to Alex Ferguson's.
Dion, I'll leave you the last word on what you think will happen.
I think Van Gaal will probably come in. I think that might be the personality they look for at this time. And I agree with Eamon that it's going to be, it could be a long-term thing. When you look at the candidates that were available last year or in the year preceding Ferguson deciding to quit, you know, Mourinho, Guardiola, and they ended up with David Moyes. They were outstanding, two outstanding candidates. And now everyone they go for, even though there are talented managers like Klopp and Simeone, they're all more of a gamble. So it's you know, United, by going for stability, have really put themselves back a few years.
One last name, Carlo Ancelotti, in charge of Real Madrid, not in the odds I was quoting earlier, hasn't really settled at the Bernabeu.
No, he won the double with Chelsea before he fell out with Abramovich. I personally wouldn't have Ancelotti, although he has a great record. I'm not sure he has the energy and the drive. This fella Simeone's the guy. I'm telling you, Sean.
Okay. Duffy, we ended up giving you the last word. Thanks to you. Thanks also to Dion Fanning. Back with the teachers after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.